Oh, wait, right. I have to keep myself unmuted, so I'll just try not to make noise.
No, okay. Okay. Let me just get my thing up. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wild Geese. My name is Koa Beck, and I am a third year here at PLU. I am a social work major with criminal justice, Peace Corps prep, and sociology minors. I am also one of the Wild Hope Fellows this year. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the idea of vocation while studying abroad. I am currently studying and actually recording this episode from Oxford, England. And when thinking about a topic for my episode, I really wanted to capitalize on the experiences I have had abroad that have really influenced me as a person and in turn, my vocation. And so to start with, I wanted to give my definition of what vocation is, because it's often something that is discussed heavily and people have differing opinions on what it might be. So to me, vocation is synonymous with the idea of purpose. Essentially, to me, it feels like your life calling and who you're meant to be, what you stand for, and part of your identity. For me, I believe that my vocation is centered around social justice, service, and empowerment. I have always been someone who had felt a calling to these ideas, which is why I chose the major and minors that I did. Something about vocation that is often overlooked is the fact that they are constantly challenged by external or even internal forces. In these moments, we must choose to defend or contribute to the evolution of our vocation. A situation that I have learned this happens a lot in for college students is with study abroad opportunities. I would like to recognize that studying abroad is a privilege and that many are not able to partake in. However, that does not take away from the fact that there can be significant challenges with these experiences, as I am learning here in Oxford. At PLU, studying abroad is common for many students at the college. The study abroad program is one of the many reasons that students choose to attend PLU, but something that students often don't think about before they go on these study abroad experiences is how they will change or be forced to change for better or just different. There's been multiple studies that show how evidence of studying abroad experiences having, I'm gonna start over on that one right there. There have been multiple studies that show evidence of study abroad experiences having significant effects on vocational calling. For example, in a study called The Development of Vocational Calling, Identity and Faith in College Students, a preliminary study of the impact of study abroad, Miller, Perrin, and Thompson state, "We believe that a reason that the study abroad experience contributes positively to vocational calling is the presence of a significant twofold effect. Students who study abroad are exposed to a larger world by virtue of their living and learning in a culture that is foreign to their upbringing. And these same students, in an effort to find their personal moorings, often seek peer and older adult mentors, as well as membership in new social communities during their study abroad. The combination of these two experiences may be the reason that vocational maturity increases. International study provides an external environment that challenges students' thinking about the world and about themselves. And it also may provide a mechanism for students to recover from these challenges and grow stronger in a sense of certainty of life direction and in resolve to serve others." On your editing, I'm gonna pause right here because I need to take a breath. Okay, and I'm gonna start again here. Study abroad has shown to cause growth in vocational calling. It is a niche experience that challenges students to question themselves, the world around them, and how they choose to exist in it. I have had a similar experience myself while here in Oxford. I feel very blessed to have the experience of studying abroad in Oxford. This experience has been so amazing for me. However, as a person of color who is passionate about social justice, this experience has presented challenges that I had not anticipated at all. England is a country that still benefits today from hundreds of years of colonization, and the culture of this colonization persists in many aspects today. For example, a lot of the museums here consist of stolen items and are often presented in problematic ways. For one of the main stories that I have about England that I have thought about over and over again has really solidified who I am as a person and also who I am within my vocation. So without naming names of the specific museum, we took a class trip to one of the museums here in Oxford. And when you walk in, it's just so overwhelming, the sight of it. And there's glass cases with different things on top of each case, like labels. So like, for example, there's a section that's called Life and Death, and it's this giant glass case, and there's just shelves upon shelves of stolen items from different cultures, and each of the items has a label in front of it from a different country. So these things weren't even separated by country or culture. They were kind of just thrown into this glass case together, and the museum had been around for hundreds of years, as most things are with England, and they had kept a lot of the same labels up that they had originally put when the museum first opened. A lot of my classmates who went here with me said that it reminded them of like an anthropological dig site, because there was just artifacts falling on top of each other. And it was really, really hard looking at that. But there was more of a personal pull for me than I think for other people in my cohort. At this museum that I went to for class, I was shocked to find hundreds of stolen Polynesian artifacts next to words written like savage. And as a Polynesian person, this was really, really challenging for me to witness and to kind of be forced to walk through for class participation. This was incredibly hard for me and forced me to question many things about who I am and what England is and how my identities interact with England as a whole. Through multiple challenging interactions beyond this one, with colonizing culture in Europe, I found that my vocation for social justice has only strengthened since being here. And having these experiences not only made me angry, of course, which is a completely rational feeling when going through this, but it also made me feel more sure of who I am as a person and what I stand for. And in our discussions with the class after, I really had differing opinions about what some of these things were and what some of these museums stood for. A lot of people thought they were really cool, which sure, it may seem that way, but for people who have their stolen artifacts in the museum, it's really challenging. And I found that I had strengthened my argument, and I had gotten better at speaking out about the things that were happening because I now knew what it felt like to be a POC student studying abroad in Oxford, England, which is something that many POC students don't get the opportunity to. I messed my place up. Okay, starting again here. The challenges that directly affect my identities are interconnected with my vocation. This means that while here, not only did I have to defend my vocation, but I also had to defend my identities. I now know for sure that it is in spaces that address racist, sexist, or other oppressive structures is where I thrive, because I'm allowed the opportunity to push back. And there is nothing that I find more purpose in than pushing back against these structures. This study abroad experience has helped reinforce who I am and what my vocation really is. This isn't to say that study abroad experiences have to be challenging to our vocation. Obviously, my experience is a bit different than other people's. Sometimes our study abroad experiences embrace our vocation and allow us to feel empowered by them. The ways in which our identities interact with our environments plays a big role in our vocation that cannot be overlooked. And this is something that I really wanted to bring to PLU students, since so many have the opportunity to study abroad and often do so without understanding what vocation means to them. So I really wanted to connect this gap between the literature on vocation, the idea of vocation, and then bringing that to the world and interacting with the world in ways that influence us in what our purpose really is. Okay, so now I would like to extend the conversation to my co-hosts through a series of questions and conversation. Okay, so my first question for you two, and it can go in any order. Have there been situations in newer environments that have challenged or embraced your vocation?
Uh, Stephanie, do you want to go first or do you want me to go
first? I can go. I just didn't know if I wanted to, like, I don't know, raise my hand or anything. But I think, so I came from a very diverse high school. And so when I walked into class, I didn't feel uncomfortable because there was 20 other POC students and there was only two white students. So I felt very comfortable in the fact that, like, I didn't have to put on this facade or this mask, and I could just be who I was as a first gen queer POC student. But as I came to PLU, it was obviously very different. It was a huge drastic change. And I immediately felt very uncomfortable walking into classrooms, just walking around campus in general. I remember my first year there, there was this week where I had students, white students, that would say very just odd things pertaining, like, POC issues or things like that. And so, like, coming from a school that your race and ethnicity was celebrated, and then coming to a school that, not that PLU doesn't celebrate, like, identities, but it was still something that I had to get used to. And that itself, the fact that I had to get used to it, really irritated me a lot of the times. But I think being in an uncomfortable situation allowed me to thrive, like Koa said, because there was a lot of instances of racism or sexism that I myself was able to push back and say what I needed to say in order to not only for myself, but for other marginalized communities within PLU and just within society as a whole. So I do think that being in an uncomfortable environment allows you to really hone into your vocation.
Yeah, I mean, going off of that point, I think that obviously we have different experiences, but they sound pretty similar with the space that I'm currently in right now. And it's really interesting to see that when you are questioned and who you are and how you exist is really questioned, that we either have to come up with an answer, strengthen our answer, or change the answer. And something that I always pull from my major, social work, is that in the most uncomfortable situations, that's where we learn and that's where we grow. And obviously that shouldn't be the circumstances for people with oppressed identities, for POC or anything like that. They shouldn't be have to be put through these situations in order to grow. But there's also the part where our society is not at a place where it can function beyond that. So it's really interesting to have this idea of POC being forced to change or having their vocation impacted by racist structures or racist scenarios. And of course, that intersects with any other identities that you may possess. And I think that that can really be capitalized on study abroad. So I really like what you had to say about that, Stephanie.
Okay, I'm guessing it's my turn.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest, I need to hear the question again because I was just too into listening to Stephanie's answer.
Yeah, of course. So the question is, have there been situations in new environments that have challenged or embraced your vocation?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. I never really thought of vocation before I came to PLU, and then it was sort of like thrown in my face. So I guess the answer to that would be, I'm not really sure. And I know in, like, one of our other episodes, we're going to be talking about privilege. And I know that, like, I'm coming from a place of privilege, being able to say, I don't know. I think there's, I lived in Norway for a year, and that was when I didn't know the language or anything like that, or the culture. And so I think there definitely was at least a disconnect of, like, what I wanted and what my vocation could slash would slash should be. And so definitely being over there and not being able to fully connect to everything and being able to pursue the path that I wanted to pursue, I think would probably be the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head. I don't know. I'd need like serious, like hour-long reflection time to really get to that question, I think.
No, I appreciate your honesty. And I think that that honesty is what allows you to kind of open the door to start questioning those things about yourself. And also, it brings up this interesting idea that perhaps these situations have empowered or challenged our vocation without us even knowing it. And it's something that can be more of a reflective thing rather than something that is happening in the present moment. So I think you bring up a really good point with that and your experiences in Norway. But yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys. So for my next question, I have, do you have any abroad experiences that have caused you to change or defend your vocation?
I personally have never been outside of the country. I have always been way too scared to leave. I am very, I get very anxious very easily. And like leaving a comfort space is very, very hard for me. So I have never had any abroad experiences. But if I were to have any, I do believe that it would open my own perspectives and then also have the chance to learn other people's perspectives, other people's backgrounds, which would definitely help my own vocation. But as for right now, I do not.
Yeah, of course. And also these experiences don't have to be abroad by any means. As reflected in the first question, I was just curious if there was anything there.
Okay. I've had the, I guess, opposite to Stephanie. I've had the fun ability to visit a lot of different countries and a lot of different places. Just because of like what my parents did for work and the different experiences that gave me. Disclaimer, for people who haven't traveled abroad, just like for any listeners or anything, when you travel, your mindset changes a lot. And I think Koa can attest to that, definitely.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent here just because I feel like I need to explain my background before I start spouting. When I was little, I drew a map of the world and I gave it to my parents. My parents said, "Is this what you think of the world?" And I said, "Yes." And the map that I drew of the world was only Washington State. I had only drawn Washington State. So my parents go, "Oh, okay, that's fair." Then they go, "You remember that you lived in London, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, but isn't London in Washington?" And they're like, "No." And I was like, "I don't understand, but okay." And for the longest time there, I thought like, you know, the world was only Washington State, nothing else. And now I'm sitting here, you know, I don't know. You ever play those dumb games on your phone where it's like, guess where this location is? And it points you to a country that you've never heard of before. And you're like, that's a weird name for a country to have. Like the Seychelles, never heard of that place. But anyways, just the idea that there's so many different places out there and different people, it makes you, at least for me, it made me understand that like, I need to be careful of what I do, even if you're in a place that you feel comfortable, especially around other people, because you don't know where they're from, where they, like how they feel about certain things. Because if you say something wrong, that can be a connection that you've severed for the rest of your life. And I mean, I feel like for vocation, connections are probably one of the greatest things to have, because that's what helps you drive your vocation forward and hold yourself to your vocation, I guess.
Yeah, I think that that's a really interesting point that I don't think a lot of people will have experience with. I mean, this is my first like major study abroad it's my first study abroad situation, actually. And it's the first time that I've had the ability to travel to so many different countries. I had been to Ireland before, but that was for 9 days. And I learned a lot on that. But now after being here, approaching almost 4 months, I can definitely say that I have changed a lot and my mindset has changed a lot. And I think England is an interesting place because it, as I mentioned earlier, is a colonizing structure and it still runs in that structure and has a power play system that a lot of people try to overlook who live here. And that's not me condemning England or anything like that. It's just me trying to recognize the things that I have experienced while here. But on the flip side of that, I have also had a lot of experiences with people from around the world, which is so amazing and such a wonderful opportunity for me. So I really like what you had to say about making connections, because I feel like also the connections that I've made while here have done nothing but strengthen what I believe and what I think, and also maybe even challenged what I think and forced me to kind of expand that to a more global situation. So I really like what you had to say about that. So my final question for you two is, how do you think students can approach study abroad experiences with vocation in mind?
I think just kind of bringing back everything that we said, I think going to a different country or even a different state, I think that you genuinely just have to keep an open mind and an open perspective on what other people have gone through within that country or state or whatever. But I also think that you are allowed to question. And I think that especially if you are POC or queer or just any part of like marginalized identity, you're allowed to question. And I think that students shouldn't feel the need to be stuck in this like scary like hole. I think that you should embrace your identity because your identity plays a giant part in your vocation. So I think going to a different country or a different state, I think it's completely necessary to question why you're there, who you are when you're there. And then if you are on the opposite side of you having privilege, of you being white, of you being straight, or anything that falls under the category of the norm of society, I definitely think that you should also question. You should also be continuously trying to learn, continuously trying to use your privilege in order to help others that have lesser privilege than you. And I think that going to a different country or different state is a crucial part that you could use your privilege in order to help those in need. Which again just brings back the whole idea of vocation. but yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have much to change from that. I think if you go to someplace without vocation or just, I guess, compassion in mind, you're not going to gain much from anything. So I feel like a lot of experiences that people, not just students, get from going to other places, or part of it is coming from just seeing the people interact in daily life. So if you don't keep an open mind and keep the fact that, like, you know, if I go to, say, like India or something, I'm not in America, they're not gonna be living the same way that we do in America. I feel like you're not gonna get as much out of it. You're not gonna get those connections that I mentioned before. Things like that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with both of you. I feel like For me personally, as I'm still here and I will remain here for another month and a half, I think that there's a lot to be said about the idea of vocation for students studying abroad. And I especially want to emphasize that importance for PLU students. I think we have a really unique perspective with the way our school functions. And I think that we really value these global perspectives and approaches to things. And I really want people to have the ability to simultaneously embrace an experience, but also question, as Stephanie was pointing out. And I really want people to come up with their own definitions of vocation and what that means to them, and how your experiences, both abroad and in any other situation, can really allow you to become who you want to be and to step into that with strength and confidence and the unyielding idea that you are able to experience hard things while simultaneously growing from them. Thank you, Stephanie and Curtis, for your lovely answers. And I want to thank everyone for listening as well. I really hope that this discussion about studying abroad and vocation has helped some of you out. Maybe think about your past experiences or future study abroad experiences. Thank you. Okay, we're good.
Okay.